Okay. We just got the results back. We sent you out. We initially thought it was a bone bruise, maybe hyperextension. We took him over Morgan Herman of Texas over there and did the MRI, and it's showing a small fracture in the front of his knee on the anterior tibial part, weight-bearing part of his knee. That's all we know right now. We're going to see how it reacts over the next couple of days as to whether we'll do any other procedures right now. So that's where we're at.
What's your option?
Options would be, you know, if it's a non-displaced fracture, so nothing's way out of the way or out of whack or anything. It's just a fracture line there. We think he'll do well with just rest. I mean, an option would be to, you know, obviously to do something more, some surgical with arthroscope or something like that, but we're hoping that that won't need to be done.
Normally, how long is a fracture like that?
We're saying, because it's on a weight-bearing surface, right now we're saying a minimum of 6 weeks. So, what's that? Yeah.
6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 week minimum is what we're saying right now.
So what is it, knee or
something? It's if the bone in your shin comes all the way up, the bone in your leg comes down the femur, it's on that surface right here, on the shin. Call that tibial plateau or everything. So it's a major weight bearing surface there, so that's the length of time to heal. It's minimum 6 weeks, could be longer, so let's go from there. Good enough?
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah.